A senior advisor to Iran's leader has downplayed the EU's recent embargo on the country's oil exports. Ali Akbar Velayati said Tehran will not allow circumstances under which it cannot sell its oil while others can. He predicted a surge in oil prices if Iran is removed from the market. In Saudi Arabia, protesters have held fresh rallies in the country's oil-rich eastern province, demanding freedom and equality. They also called for the release of thousands of political prisoners. The protesters expressed solidarity with the people of Bahrain and called on Riyadh to withdraw troops from the neighboring country. Thousands of Bahrainis have held funeral processions for protesters killed by regime forces in a 24-hour period. Opposition figures and activists also attended the funerals. Saudi-backed forces killed four protesters on Tuesday and Wednesday. One protester was tortured to death while in custody, and the others were killed during anti-regime demonstrations. Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta has announced a proposal to trim the size of the U.S. Army. The plan is to reduce the number of active U.S. Army soldiers to 490,000 by 2017 and cut the Marine strength, but Panetta pledged more investments to exert power in Asia and the Middle East. British Premier David Cameron has called the EU plan for imposing taxes on financial transactions simply madness. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Cameron said that according to the European Commission, such a plan could reduce the GDP of the EU by 200 billion euros and cost 500,000 jobs. Human Rights Watch has accused French police of racism against young Arabs and blacks under the pretext of combating crime. HRW says police officers carry out unwarranted checks and humiliating pat-downs without any evidence of wrongdoing. The rights group has warned that such insulting treatment is spoiling the image of the police. A local shopkeeper has stabbed two American soldiers to death in southern Afghanistan. The incident took place in the town of Sangin in Helmand province. Afghan police have arrested the assailant. Over 30 U.S. soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. Fresh attacks by U.S. assassination drones have killed and injured more people in Somalia. Locals say at least 17 civilians have been killed in attacks on the outskirts of the port of Kismayo. 20 others have also been injured. Somalia has been hit by many U.S. airstrikes in recent months.